14. We end with talk of the county from Rowan Mantell, who says we should embrace our own Jack Valentine.
I've long been fascinated by Father Valentine, or Jack Valentine, the legendary mischievous gift-giving sprite who makes a Norfolk Valentine's Day much less soppy and saccharine than the national festival of outsized cards and cutesy teddy bears. Back in the day, Valentine's Day was apparently a bigger deal than Christmas in much of Norfolk. In Victorian Norwich, shops opened late into the evening on Valentine's Eve. For weeks beforehand, shop windows were crammed with gift ideas, extra staff were recruited for the Valentine's rush, and newspapers advertised everything from clothes to clockwork toys and jewellery to fancy articles as perfect presents. In those days, while Father Christmas and his sleigh were circling the globe, spreading festive cheer and who knows what else, Father Valentine stayed in Norfolk, capering back into action every February, but rarely straying beyond his local area. And while Santa Claus simply dispensed a tangerine and a handful of nuts, and then only to good children, 7 weeks later, Jack had proper presents for everyone. After Corona Christmas, probably the least festive since Parliament last banned Christmas in the 17th century, we need a legendary figure who stays local, doesn't outsource his work to teams of elves working offshore in a freezing fulfilment centre, and is so keen on social distancing that he takes knocking and stepping back from the door, like a delivery person in Corona times, to a different level. Our Jack sets down the package, rings the doorbell, and then actually runs away and hides. Admittedly, this hands, face, space compliant behaviour does come with strings attached, as he had a habit of twitching the package away with a hidden string as the recipient reached for it. Hopefully any fallout from the fun and laughter this year will be far enough away to bypass the lungs and go straight to our Valentine hearts. Every few years there's an attempt to revitalise Jack, tempting him out from his hiding place deep in Norfolk folklore. I wonder whether 2021 might really be the year to celebrate a local legend by buying into it big time and supporting our local independent shops and businesses. I'm no economist, but money spent with businesses set up in Norfolk by Norfolk people seems so much more likely to benefit all of us than money spent with businesses based far away. Jack has resolutely stayed local through at least three centuries. No showy worldwide flights with reindeer for our Jack, just on foot, distance deliveries. So it seems right that whether you're doing chocolates and roses and a fancy meal, or channeling Jack and not limiting the love to romantic partners, but buying for friends and family too, his gifts should come from local shops and restaurants, supporting Norfolk jobs and Norfolk communities and high streets. Doing Valentine's Day Jack's way, lavish and local, embracing all your nearest and dearest from a distance, could boost the whole county. We don't exactly want Jack to go viral, but it's a chance to spread the love.